Welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and I'm here with my co-host, Renee Horsch.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Dr. Jorge Rodriguez.
Hello. I didn't say hola because I refuse to be put into that little Hispanic
thing. I like the hola.
I know, hola.
I like the hola.
Hola, chola.
And remember hola. To look for us on Facebook, Living Out Loud Podcast.
And Instagram soon.
And yeah. Instagram, yes.
Hash cupcake.
Hash cupcake.
Sprinkles and frosting. Yeah.
Well, explain to the audience what those little inside jokes mean.
Well, you made it up, Renee.
Right.
You,
on yes. our very first podcast.
Our first podcast with Dr. Jorge that I said, us three were like a cupcake. And I said that Jorge's like the cake and you're the frosting and I'm the sprinkles. So that's what that means. So it's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is good.
Who doesn't love a good cupcake?
It's a good analogy.
Right?
He is because you are the meat that holds us together.
Yeah, you're like the smart, the brain.
Right, the smart one.
Yeah, what do you know? Yeah. I just made
and
making
frosting
all this stuff up.
Keeps it all together
it
and
does.
The sprinkles just make it fun, right?
Right,
yes.
And you do add fun element because you're our Hollywood element.
That's right, you're the superficial fun, right?
Your public relations with Mark Zunino.
Right.
Who's couturier to the stars.
That's right.
And
that's right.
You dress a lot of famous people.
Yeah, we've actually had a really good week. We had last week we had Jennifer Lopez.
Love her.
Yeah. Was she not great in Shades of Blue? Did you watch
I haven't
Shades
seen
of
that
Blue?
Show, but it's gotten
oh my
great
God, she
reviews.
She should get an Emmy.
Maybe she will.
I was
will.
On the edge of my seat.
Good.
That girl can do it all. Yeah.
She is amazing.
She's
great.
She's
beautiful.
Now.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, she's stunning. So we were really excited. We got her. We got Carrie Underwood.
I love her, too.
Yeah.
Wasn't that amazing?
And Jesus, this is take the wheel.
Right. All, but all this happened in 1 week, and then we had Pink.
She's
oh, my
neighbor.
God.
No way. Really?
No.
Yeah, she moved to Orange County.
Okay, you need.
She's across the street from Tim
oh my God.
On Mason
okay.
Drive.
No, 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 no,
no. Way.
This is
really?
Like the Cuban web going, wait a minute. No, 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 no. You know Kevin Mock.
Yes.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Horrible, like, Pink fanatic. I flew him as a gift. We went to Dallas to see Pink in concert. He would become, my favorite word, apoplectic if he met Pink.
Oh,
no, no,
no.
He has all of her albums. He knows all of her songs.
No, she
and
made
she,
a nice
by
piece
the way,
of property
and
she, on Mesa Drive wow. in Newport
She's
Beach.
An amazing entertainer and an amazing singer because not only can she sing, I respect her because there is none of that, you know, microphone that fixes up your notes type of thing. She's singing real and she is also like they hook her up to wires.
She's
and
a Cirque du Soleil.
And
she's
she
like
flies around and she twirls.
She's
and,
like Peter Pan. It's cool.
And
right?
when she makes a mistake, she goes, oh, my God, I effed up. Let me start again. I love her.
Now, so
and then we had Gwen
in...
Stefani today. Is
Whoa.
That amazing? Yeah.
So who are you? What are you dressing all these people for? Is there
well,
an event coming
they're
up?
They're like for so Carrie Underwood was the Country Music Awards, which were I think 2 weeks ago,
right in Vegas.
And
the,
and
I
yeah,
was
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. And we did Nancy O'Dell, and then we Pink was for a music video, and Jennifer Lopez was for the finale of
American Idol.
American Idol.
That was a stunning dress.
Yes.
I remember that.
The black dress. Yeah.
So the black dress was yours.
That was the gayest thing I said in the world. That was a stunning dress.
I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, so stunning.
No, you don't have to throw a bunch of S's into it like
okay.
that. You can say it's a stunning dress. You
okay,
can say she's
so
gorgeous
I,
and beautiful.
I
so.
Have a question.
Yeah, you don't have to throw the fruitcake in
sorry.
There.
I'm sorry.
We're cupcake. We're not fruitcake.
Oh,
come on, man.
Okay.
There's a big
well,
difference.
You're right.
We're tough.
We have the nuts, though.
Yeah, okay. we are. We've got a lot
I
of those.
I want to know. So did you see Jennifer Lopez in her underwears?
What a question.
I want to know.
Does she wax?
I can't talk about things like that. Come on. We have
okay,
to keep
so,
this professional.
Well,
yeah.
like this show is professional.
I've seen Whoopi,
Hello, where
I've,
have you been sitting for
I've seen Whoopi
years?
Goldberg in her underwear.
So have I.
You have not. Have you? When you dressed her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it
but
in her bedroom.
That, okay,
in her
here's
bedroom.
The thing. When she came to us, do you know that she had not ever worn a bra before? Nolan
yes.
Miller had to introduce her to a bra and proper undergarments. And like
really?
She had never worn an evening gown. We cleaned her up for that
yeah,
event. And
yeah.
then she won. And she actually had a huge crush on Nolan Miller. And she would
really?
Bring these amazing...
She likes her white boys.
She likes the white men. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Nolan kind of looked like Ted Danson, the guy
he
that
did.
She
did. He
yeah.
was very handsome.
Tall and that salt
very
pepper hair.
Yeah.
But she would actually... She was amazing because she would bring us these $500 boxes of Toyster chocolates. Do you know what those are?
Yes, because I've gotten that gift from her. Not
yeah.
drop a name.
Yeah, no, but they Toyster chocolates are probably the most expensive chocolates. They fly them in from Switzerland every week, and they only last for a week because they're so fresh.
Really?
That they're not made with chemicals. No, I have to say that was very elegant and very chic
of her
to do that.
She is one of the most generous women, people I've ever met. Seriously. I mean,
well,
to this
I
day,
saw I saw her one-woman show in Vegas last year.
She's
she
incredible.
She was there,
yeah.
And she was only there for one night, and it was great. And we laughed our asses off. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think one of the smartest, funniest people in Hollywood. But that's my opinion.
She is. I agree. Absolutely. I saw on your Facebook you had gone to the Sophia Loren's one-woman show.
Okay, so
I want to hear about that. Because I can't imagine. Was she talking about pasta?
I went to Sophia.
Ravioli?
I
what?
I wanted to see Sophia Loren, right?
Yeah.
I saw it on, it was at the Venetian, and I bought the tickets like 2-3 months ago, and I went with Stan, and so we had great seats. I ran into Bruno from the White House.
Bruno, of course.
He's
done a lot of good stuff
by
in Orange
the bathroom.
County. Yes, of course.
You meet all the best people by the bathroom.
Right. So anyway, she gets up on stage. She's sitting in a chair, and there's this little guy who interviews her, and he's from AMC, you know, the old movie channel.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
Well, I thought that it was so poorly produced because, first of all, she has a very heavy accent.
Yeah.
And that was one thing. But they're sitting in these two chairs, and she would every now and then she would look into the audience and recognize someone that she knew, and she'd just start talking Italian to them. And then I'm like, what the hell is this about?
She's having an old-timers moment there?
Right.
Like, yeah.
And then when you think about it, they had this big screen, you know, that hung above her head, and she has this incredible library of movies. They showed you 3 film clips.
That's it?
That was it. She talked about her mother and her mother being as beautiful as Greta Garbo and actually entering a Greta Garbo contest. So I'm waiting for them to show you a picture of her mom, you know? There I am on my phone going on Wikipedia looking up, oh, that was Carlo Ponti. Oh, that was her son. Oh, it was very, very poorly produced.
Was it better than Joan Collins' show? One Woman Show?
No, Joan Collins' show was better.
Way better, right? Because she had all those good film clips, and she was self-deprecating. Yeah,
she did. And, you know, I was waiting for her to talk about, because, you know, she was with Cary Grant, and then she had to make a decision. Was she going to marry Carlo Ponti or Cary Grant?
Yeah, that was a big deal.
They just went right over that. Oh, Cary Grant was a friend, and she talked very nicely about him. But you didn't hear about that. And also, Carlo Ponti had amassed an amazing art fortune, which she was, you know, after he died, she was selling at Christie's. And I think one painting went for $25 million. They didn't talk about that. I mean,
you were disappointed.
Yeah. I was very disappointed. I thought she looked great.
Oh, yeah. What does the facelift look like? Does it look good?
It's good.
Is it pulled really tight?
She's pulled a little tight. Yeah. And again, Joan
Collins.
Well,
she's
what?
She's
87
years
old.
Yeah, give her a
break. But just like Joan Collins,
I mean, that's
bad wig. I don't know why
wigs.
These women don't get better wigs.
How do you know? What do you know about wigs? Everything.
I am a wig
person. She's a wig woman. Yeah.
I am a wig person.
A wigaholic.
Yeah,
and
right?
So I was very disappointed in her wig.
Wigipedia.
You know, it's like their makeup and their hair get stuck in a time warp.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they won't change it.
I know.
So it was this layery, curly
Farrah
thing.
You know, but you know what?
Thing.
I can see that happening sort of like as we get older, we have a vision of ourselves of when we were at our best. And I think we try to perpetuate that as we get older. Seriously.
Oh, maybe. I'm not
so
don't doubt that.
So she's in her time warp, you know, of like whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. That's what we do in Beverly Hills all the time is like we recreate these women, if they allow us to. But and it starts with their clothing, and then it always goes into their hair, and then they once they
See,
get really comfortable,
they... I want to be different than I was the day before. You know what I mean? I've never wanted to hang on to the same makeup or clothes or look.
Yeah, that's why I overeat, because it guarantees that every day you'll be different than the day before, a little heavier.
So you've got to like get a different, different size
keep
of clothing. Yeah.
Myself. But anyway, I was very glad that I went because it was a special moment in time. And how long are you know? How many times will you see Sophia Loren in person?
This is true.
Never.
Know, you know, my friend Kevin. I'm talking a lot about him, but anyway, he will kill me for this. But he says, I mean, you know, he flies for one of the big. You know, airlines, he says that she's one of the nicest people in person, still very, you know, he says the same thing about Joan Collins, actually.
Yeah.
Like the old school,
you
know, still has manners and grace, you know, and conducts themselves as the diva that they are.
When I was young in my 20s and I was living on 54th and 2nd in New York City, she lived in the apartment building across the street. Mm-hmm. And I would see her at this little cafe.
Who, Sophia?
Sophia Loren. Uh-huh. And she was dating this guy from Alitalia. Maria. That was the talk in the building. Very nice looking man. But as you walk by her table, she always like nodded and smiled. And she had a reputation in the neighborhood of being very, very gracious.
Yeah.
And Greta Garbo actually lived in the neighborhood too. And people
see, you're glamorous.
Like her.
He's not the only
see,
glamorous
there
one.
You
well, but
go.
That
that's
was
our,
like,
that's our common
that's going
bond.
Back
yeah.
to the year of the flood. No, he's like today glamorous. Okay, so you're dressing all these famous girls.
Yeah.
Did they have to wear body shapers like the rest of us?
What's a well? Is that like a spank?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, the thing what the, I have to say, the one thing that the reason why the women love to come to us is because we make this amazing corset that we put into we built in, which I think you've worn before.
Yes, you
and,
can't breathe.
Yeah,
but
it's
good.
It's the Nolan Miller corset that he did on Dynasty.
Do you make any for men?
I said to Mark, we should actually make these for guys because
yes.
they could push the beer guts in for all these guys.
But it
seriously.
Has to go somewhere. Then they're going to have boobies.
Well, yeah. usually the women like it because it enhances their boobs because we push from at the waistline. We push
right.
it all up or
right.
it pushes up and down. But yeah, so that's what they come to us for is that custom made corset. We have one client that would actually take surgical tape and she would bind her waist
really?
To make it even tighter.
Who is it?
I can't tell.
I'm always telling. Who is it?
She's an ex beauty pageant queen, and but anyway, yeah. So a lot of the girls will use surgical tape because they can manipulate their body with that. I know that.
But when you pull that off.
That's
a
whole other
yeah.
story.
Yeah, but you know what?
But these girls, they don't care because they know they want to look super
beauty
great.
Beauty has a price.
Glamour is a full-time job, and
what
it's
I
not
wanna,
easy.
Well, you know, I'm going to be 60. Yeah. And I'm not hanging on to the old version of myself. I am just getting very comfortable in the 6-year-old skin I got.
Which is beautiful.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
You look great.
I am actually going to a boot camp for my 60th birthday.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
I'm going to a yoga boot camp.
All right, here, yoga boot camp.
Beach.
Okay, yoga boot camp.
Oh, Laguna's great.
That's another one of
there.
My pet peeves. All these people that are going to these boot camps and their body can't take it. I see them getting harmed all the time, breaking arms and.
Well, I'm not going to be like climbing
no, but you know
trees.
all these 50-year-old guys, you know, like me or whatever, that are trying to now be 28. And I need to ask you a question: Does Jennifer Lopez have a big butt? I mean, a really big butt.
Her butt doesn't. It doesn't.
Is
seem
her
like
big butt as big as mine?
No, I mean, I don't know if she like accentuates that, like, but it didn't seem like it was
abnormally
huge.
Big. Not,
yeah.
It's not like a Kardashian butt.
No, it's not
butt.
Like a Kardashian.
Okay,
booty.
So whose
yeah,
butt is
yeah.
bigger, my butt or Jennifer Lopez's butt?
Well, oh, we have legal. We have legal on the line. We got to be. let's talk about how beautiful she is, and what else do we?
You
need
didn't
to
say
talk
anything
about?
Bad. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
No, big dude. Butts are in.
Well, big.
I'm finally in
no,
style.
What
you
I have
don't
to say,
have a big butt.
No, curvaceous women are very in style now. Because
yeah.
you remember back in the day,
Twiggy,
right. and like look at Cher. Remember Cher?
Right.
Like she had no boobs and she was built like a boy.
Yeah.
Same with Heather Locklear until she had her boobs done. I mean, she
was
like up and
down.
OMG. Yeah. Seriously. Which I think Heather Locklear's got a great
she lived
body.
In Laguna, and
yes.
my friends that used to work, you know, at the Albertsons where mm-hmm. she used to shop said that she was a lovely lady. Also very nice.
Super nice.
I
yeah.
never met her and Ricky.
Yeah,
when
so
they were
I'm
together.
Going to yoga boot camp.
Good.
And it's 7 days, and they say you lose 8 to 10 pounds. Which I could, you know, I could use to lose
and you can
a few
tell
meals.
The age of the people in the boot camp by the number of ambulances that are up front.
But there's no coffee, no caffeine, no sugar.
Ooh.
Yes,
oh,
no.
anybody can do that for a weekend.
I don't know.
Weekend.
I think I'm going to be really mean.
Yeah, I need
really
my coffee.
Mean.
My coffee's my personality.
It's called bitchy, bitchy boot camp.
Yeah.
And on that note, I think it's time for us to go.
Woo.
Another edition of Living Out Loud. Thanks for listening.
Catch you on the flip side.